What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Authorities in North Carolina first started to get suspicious in 2018. That's when they noticed two odd things near the city of Fayetteville. First, there was an unusually large number of cigarettes being sold in the area, far more than could be explained by local demand. Second, police were stopping a number of vehicles along the local interstate highway that were carrying cash, lots of cash. The investigation led authorities to a plain gray brick building.
This is where investigators say it all started. This business behind me here is called Freeco. It's listed on Google as a candy business, but authorities say what was coming out of here wasn't candy.
It certainly wasn't. What authorities unearthed in Fayetteville last year was one of the largest cigarette smuggling rings of its kind.
Authorities seized about $840,000 in cash, 11 vehicles, and 400,000 cartons of cigarettes and 5 guns.
More than 24 people were arrested in connection with the $12 million operation. So why is there so much money in moving cigarettes across state borders? Why would someone in New York even want to buy the exact same cigarettes from North Carolina that they can buy at home? And most importantly, how did we get in this mess in the first place? The answer, as we shall see, involves a potent combination of taxes, war, and big business. But most of all, the rampant cigarette smuggling in America today is the unintended product of good intentions. And if you're looking for someone to blame, you could accuse everyone from the smuggler to the tobacco industry to the tax collector. But before you point any fingers, let me first tell you a little story about the YMCA. I'm Sean Braswell. Welcome to Flashback, a history podcast from Ozzy. This season, we are diving deep into some of the most remarkable and unsettling examples of unintended consequences from history. In this episode, we'll see how an enormous act of virtue by the YMCA, more than a century ago, continues to lead to all manner of vice, including that cigarette smuggling operation in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The reason that criminal operations like the one in Fayetteville exist is pretty simple.
The federal government imposes a tax on cigarettes that's $1.01 per pack.
Thomas E. Hall is an emeritus economics professor at the University of Miami, Ohio, and the author of Aftermath, The Unintended Consequences of Public Policies.
But it doesn't matter where you buy them in the United States, you're going to pay the federal tax. What differs are the state taxes. And the state taxes on cigarettes vary a great deal.
Some states are low tax states. Some, like New York, are not.
The state of New York adds a tax of $4.35 to a pack of cigarettes. Then the city of New York also taxes them. They add an additional $1.50 onto a pack of cigarettes. So that means if you bought a pack of cigarettes in New York City, there's $5.85 of taxes on a pack.
We're close to $60 of tax per carton. North Carolina, on the other hand, collects only about $5 in tax per carton. I may be a history buff, but even I can do that math. Smugglers can make up to $55 per carton selling North Carolina cigarettes in New York. And if each truck of black market cigarettes carries about 50,000 cartons, then you are talking about $2.7 million in potential profit per truck. $2.7 million per truck.
So you can see what's going on here. You have this profit opportunity.
To say the least, there's more than just an opportunity. There's an easily moved commodity.
Cigarettes are a product that are very easy to move around because they're light, they're small, and they're durable.
This sort of tax arbitrage opportunity can play out even within a radius of a few miles.
I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Cincinnati, Ohio is a river town. It's on the Ohio River. And across the river is the state of Kentucky. Now, Kentucky is a tobacco grower. There's a big crop down there.
So needless to say, the Kentucky state legislature has an interest in keeping its tobacco farmers happy.
Now, that means that the taxes on tobacco are not as high in Kentucky as they are in Ohio. In fact, it's a difference of about 50 cents a pack.
Which means if you're a smoker in Cincinnati, all you have to do to save 50 cents for a pack of cigarettes, or $5 for a carton, is drive across the John A. Roebling Suspension Bridge to Kentucky.
And when you cross one of those bridges, you'll find one liquor and tobacco store after another right there by the river.
But the real opportunity for smugglers is moving cigarettes from a low-tax state like North Carolina, where I live, and a high-tax one like New York. I asked Hall if I should be getting in on the action.
If you could keep the mafia off your back, you could make one hell of a lot of money moving cigarettes up to New York. It's a dangerous business, though.
I guess I'll pass. So how did we get in this bizarre tax situation in America? The U.S. first started taxing tobacco to help raise money for the Civil War, and they continued to do so after the war was over. Thomas Hall again.
Essentially, what the government discovered was that this was a great revenue raiser.
By 1930, tobacco taxes were generating about 15% of the federal government's tax collections, $450 million of annual revenue, or about $7 billion worth today. And soon states wanted in on the action, too.
The first state cigarette taxes popped up in the early 1920s, and the reason why they did was because we had a fairly bad recession from 1920 to 21, and during economic recessions, revenue to governments goes down. The states were trying to close their budget deficits, so they decided to start taxing cigarettes.
In 1921, Iowa became the first state to enact a state-level cigarette tax. By the 1930s, more than 30 other states had followed.
The original cigarette taxes were pretty low. We're just talking about a few pennies on a pack. But that's all it took to get the smuggling started, because once you impose higher taxes in one area than another, then you have this economic incentive to buy the cigarettes in the low-cost area and try to sell them in the high-cost area.
Still, there wasn't a whole lot of money in smuggling cigarettes, yet. And most smugglers were still small-time criminals. Meanwhile, the popularity of cigarettes in America continued to soar. Even doctors recommended them.
Time out for many men of medicine usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Yes, you heard that right. Then, in the mid-1960s, a landmark event occurred, one that would prompt several states to raise their cigarette taxes even higher.
The reason why was because the famous Surgeon General's report of 1964 came out.
This book, containing 387 carefully worded pages, is a federal government report. It was released at noon today, and it says, in view of the continuing and mounting evidence from many sources, it is the judgment of the committee that cigarette smoking contributes substantially to mortality from certain specific diseases and to the overall death rate. That is the basic conclusion.
That was the study that linked tobacco consumption to all kinds of health problems. And when that study came out, then people began to say, hey, you know, we ought to try to discourage smoking. It's very bad for people. And how could we discourage it? Well, one way is to raise the price of it by taxes.
The Surgeon General in states like New York had good intentions to warn people about the harms of smoking and to price them out of it. But the price difference between states grew as a result.
It was that wider differential in the prices that increased the profitability of smuggling, and that's when the organized crime figures got into it in a big way.
And where did these smugglers see a unique opportunity? Nope, not North Carolina. Reservations.
The Indian reservations are not required by law to assess the state taxes. And they govern their own territories, and they are not subject to the state laws. So a pack of cigarettes will show up on this Indian reservation in New York, and no state tax has been paid on it. So if Joe Consumer walks onto the reservation, they can buy a pack of cigarettes without paying the New York state tax.
And so a reservation becomes a giant Costco for cigarettes.
This one reservation in New York is the Puspatuck Reservation on Long Island. It's 1 square mile of territory, has 270 residents, and when somebody was looking into this about 10 years ago, they discovered that they had, in 1 year, imported 100 million packs of cigarettes.
Overall, it's estimated that New York State loses nearly $1 billion in tax revenue per year because of cigarette smuggling. And experts say that governments lose more than $40 billion worldwide. But what makes it even worse is where the money goes instead.
There's a lot of profits to be had here. When there's a lot of profits to be had illegally, questionable characters will get involved in it.
Remember the first bombing of the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993? The one where terrorists placed a truck bomb in the parking garage underneath the building?
When the investigators went to the apartment of those men who had done that dastardly deed, they found phony cigarette stamps in there. They were apparently involved in cigarette smuggling.
That's just one example.
The Irish Republican Army back in their heyday was smuggling cigarettes. Saddam Hussein was a cigarette smuggler. In fact, his son Uday was running the operation.
It gets worse.
They caught a guy up in New York a few years ago. He was smuggling cigarettes and using the proceeds to fund scholarships at terrorist training camps in Afghanistan.
In the year 2000, smugglers involved in another $8 billion ring were arrested here in North Carolina. Where were they sending their profits? To the terrorist group Hezbollah. So the government decides to tax cigarettes. Different states tax them at different levels. And bam, smuggling becomes a multi-billion dollar industry, one whose proceeds can be seen everywhere from reservations to terrorist training camps. But that's only part of the story. The reason that cigarettes first became so popular in America and such a prime target for taxation by different states can be traced back to World War I. That's where this problem really starts and our story truly begins. Do you have an interesting tale about unintended consequences from history or your own life? Please share it with us by emailing flashback@ozzy.com. That's flashback@ozy.com. We all need a break from the constant cycle. To learn something new, to gain new perspectives. The Great Courses Plus streaming service is an excellent resource to expand our knowledge on a variety of subjects, or pick up a new hobby. I've been enjoying The Great Courses Plus while researching this season of Flashback. Lectures like Play Ball, The Rise of Baseball as America's Pastime, History of the Supreme Court, and Battlefield Europe have helped me connect the dots on several stories from history. Right now, they're giving our listeners a special limited-time offer, a free month of unlimited access to their entire library. Sign up now through our special URL. Go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/Ozzy. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/OZY. thegreatcoursesplus.com/Ozzy. To listen to this episode in full, click the link in the show notes or search your podcast app for Flashback, History's Unintended Consequences, with new episodes dropping every Wednesday.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.